This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
Another great day, another great year, in fact, in this greatest nation on God's green earth. And it's a great year for an election because between January 15th, when you have the first flurry in Iowa, probably they'll have flurries of snow well before January 15th. But they'll have the first flurry of ballots, or at least marked out selection sheets from those caucuses held in living rooms and garages and fire stations and elsewhere around the state of Iowa. That coming up on the 15th of March, and then in November, at the other end of the year, when we're all beginning to think about, the National Football Championship for the next year, for 2025. Well, with all that going on, we are going to be preoccupied by elections, and we are not the only nation in the world that will be having crucial elections. It's very likely there will also be big elections in Germany, in Great Britain, in the United Kingdom, in Canada, very likely, and also very likely at some point in Israel, where the polling is disastrous, frankly, for Benjamin Netanyahu. His government is supported by the people because there has been a sense of coming together, and he's brought in some non-members of his coalition and potential rivals like Benny Gantz, who is part of the war cabinet, and Yoav Gallant, the defense minister, who is part of the war cabinet. Those people are there, but it is very unlikely, it appears now, according to polling, that Netanyahu would win re-election. In fact, about a third of the people who voted for his Likud party to give them the largest chunk of members, the 120-member Knesset, a full one-third of the people who voted for Netanyahu last time say they would not vote for him again. So this may be, as they say, the last hurrah for Bibi. We are giving another hurrah, different hurrah, to Meghan McCardle, who's going to be joining us this hour. She has written a very provocative column saying, having lost their flexibility, pro-lifers are losing their cause. What does she mean? And how can pro-lifers reanimate the cause of human life? We'll be speaking with Meghan McCardle of the Washington Post coming up on the Medved Show. And meanwhile, we have, pertaining to the onrushing campaign, a tweet, well, or it's an X, I guess now, of the day.
The Internet.
I mean, wow, what a great, smart tweet.
Change his password so he no longer has access to his Twitter feed.
Did you send the tweet?
I did not send that tweet.
My system was hacked. I was pranked.
Donald Trump hasn't tweeted at us once, and I'm starting to get worried about him.
So we have a new tweet.
All right.
Can I do the honors?
Stand by. Tweet alert.
And the tweet of the day is from Nikki Haley, and she X's out, I guess that's what you do instead of tweeting it out now. With only three candidates qualifying for the CNN debate, that's the next upcoming debate. It's not even an official debate with the Republican Party, but it's a debate, and three candidates have qualified. She writes, it's time for Donald Trump to show up. As the debate stage continues to shrink, it's getting harder for Donald Trump to hide. Now, in terms of those candidates who are qualified for the CNN debate, I mean, obviously she is, otherwise she wouldn't have sent this tweet. And obviously President Trump would be qualified. So that's two, and the third presumably is Ron DeSantis. And will Nikki Haley profoundly miss the company of Vivek Ramaswamy? What do you think? What do you think? If there's anyone out there who would miss Ramaswamy at the next upcoming debate, you can give us a call and tell us why. 1-800-955-1776 is our phone number. Meanwhile, we were talking before about this new effort, and again, involving as many as 20 states to try to prevent President Trump's name from going on the ballot because of the insurrection clause. That's Section 3 of the 14th Amendment to the Constitution, which was ratified in 1868 and then clarified in a court case in 1869. The one thing that has never been clarified is exactly how do you prove. Who gets to determine if someone has engaged in insurrection and is therefore ineligible to be president? And one thing that I think is fairly certain is there were very few constitutional scholars who will say that, well, yeah, the way to do that is to leave it up to the elected Secretary of State in Maine or in any other state. There has to be some kind of legal judicial process. And I'll tell you who agrees with that, and again, it may be to her disadvantage to agree with it, but she does, is Nikki Haley. She was talking a little bit about how dangerous that idea of taking Trump off the ballot is. That's clip 13.
This is, to me, is dangerous. We saw this during COVID, where government started telling people what to do, how to live, how to think, all of these things. And we saw this intrusion into what Americans need to have the freedom to do. And now you look at what's happening in these blue states, and you have individuals who are deciding who the American people should and shouldn't vote on. I will defeat Donald Trump fair and square. I don't need him thrown off the ballot. But if we open this door, you can't close it. And the Supreme Court needs to respond quickly before any more states do this. Because you can't have people deciding. Right now, we're seeing too many elected officials decide who's good, who's bad, who's right, who's wrong. That is not your role. If you are a leader, your role is to put all the information out there, be as transparent as you can, and let the American people make decisions for themselves. And America's got to snap out of this, because this is more than about Donald Trump. This is more than about Republicans. This is about the fact that if they can start doing this to individuals, you're changing the entire face of democracy. Yeah. When you allow this to happen.
Yeah. I think that's effective and persuasive. And again, combined with the fine piece of legal writing by the former Attorney General Bill Barr, who is opposed to Trump. He knows Trump very well. He's served under him. He thinks he should be nowhere near the presidency. But the way that you prevent him from getting near the presidency is you give people a chance to vote on it. You don't try to disqualify people. I know a number of people trying to defend the Colorado justices who made this decision in the Colorado Supreme Court, or trying to defend Shenna Bellows, who is the Secretary of State of the state of Maine. People are defending them by saying, well, look, there were all kinds of Republicans who are trying to do the same kind of thing to Obama on the birther issue. And okay, the birther issue was an embarrassment from day one, and by the way, I told you so from day one. My original negative reaction to Donald Trump and his candidacy was that he was emphasizing the birther issue, because the whole idea that someone has been elected president of the United States, as Barack Obama was twice, and he was elected by substantial margins, and then you're going to make up this fib, this story about him being born in Kenya, which wouldn't even have disqualified him. that doesn't work. It's embarrassing. And one thing, embarrassment, should not feed another. Coming back to the future of the pro-life movement and more here on the MedVed Show.
President Obama praises Michael Medved.
This is a good man who has always been on the right side of history.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. This is $19.95 for a three-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Michael Medved Show, one of the preeminent principles behind the idea of democracy is the notion that when it comes to empowering people, the voters get to decide. not the experts, not the members of a given court, not the secretaries of state, not the vote counters, the voters, the people who get to vote. And that is one of the problems with this effort to end the Trump campaign by striking his name from the ballot. You have to believe, not that the people are always right, because they're not. I mean, if you look at the history of the United States, there are occasions where people made electoral mistakes. I mean, big ones. And I think that was very much the case, for instance, in 1856 when they elected James Buchanan, who ended up being one of the worst presidents we've ever had. And they had the opportunity to elect John Charles Fremont, the first ever Republican nominee for president, but they didn't do it. But there is now a new list that is publicized in the Washington Times, and it was a list put together by a conservative group. It's very important that people remember that. It's a group called the Committee to Unleash Prosperity, which is a great title. It's a group that was organized largely by economist Stephen Moore. And Steve is a friend, a personal friend, and he's been a friend on this show. But they came up with a list of the most overrated political figures. And I think that this idea actually applies to the idea of trying to take President Trump's name off the ballot. Let me explain to you why and how this works. It turns out that the winner of the most overrated political figure in history, according to the 120 people, influential conservative thought makers, in quotes, including lawmakers, governors, scholars, business leaders, and writers, who voted on this, the most overrated political leader ever was Barack Obama. And I'm not an Obama fan. I campaigned against him twice. And was particularly upset that he ended up beating Mitt Romney, who, by the way, also made the list of overrated political leaders on this from this organization. But Mr. Obama topped the rankings of the Committee to Unleash Prosperity survey, which compiled responses from 120 influential conservative thought makers. For the most overrated character category, the person who was far and away the leading choice was Obama, said the report by the Free Market Committee. The most underrated political figure, they said, was Calvin Coolidge, which seems to me a reasonable choice. They said whose tax cuts and limited government policies helped create the Roaring Twenties. He was deemed the most underrated figure, followed by President Donald Trump. Well, I told you this was prominent conservatives who put together this survey. But in any event, the difficulty with the survey is this, is that Barack Obama was elected president, and then he was re-elected president. And frankly, he's one of those presidents like Dwight Eisenhower. If he had been able to run for a third term, he almost surely would have won it. Bill Clinton would have surely won a third term. He's also listed as overrated by this group. The point about this is like taking voters out of the equation. I think you can say that sometimes voters make the mistake to put somebody back in the White House when they are running for re-election. But if they do, if you are elected president of the United States twice, people see how you perform and then they bring you back a second time, it's too much to say that's a failed presidency. It isn't. Because obviously the president who was elected two times, second to Obama, they list Franklin Roosevelt. Now, Franklin Roosevelt was elected president four times. All right, he didn't get to serve much of his fourth term because he was already sick. But say what you will about him, and despite the mistakes that he made with the court packing plan in 1937 and other things, President Roosevelt was one of the most successful politicians in the history of any democracy. And again, none of his four races for president were close. And also, when it came to preparing for World War II and helping in the support of Great Britain during the 2 years that before Pearl Harbor, that Britain was basically fighting alone or very much alone toward the end of that, to rate President Roosevelt as profoundly overrated, problem. Mr. Obama easily surpassed the overrated competition with 40 points, followed by former President Franklin D. Roosevelt with 22 points, former President Woodrow Wilson with 9. And yes, he was reelected too, but the end of his second term was such a disaster, especially after he suffered a debilitating stroke, that I think that Wilson deserves this. And former President John Kennedy with 5, and President Biden already considered to be overrated before his term's over. The rounding out the most overrated list were Lincoln, Utah Senator Mitt Romney, Latin American Marxist revolutionary Che Guevara. Who overrates Che Guevara? Some kids, I guess. German Chancellor Angela Merkel, California Representative Nancy Pelosi, and they add Ukraine President Volodymyr Zelensky. Look, I don't think Volodymyr Zelensky's role in history is complete. And the idea that Nancy Pelosi, as Speaker of the House, is important enough to be rated. They also rate underrated. John Paul II is supposed to be underrated, and so is Jesus Christ. President Clinton placed 5th on the underrated list with 5 points and scored 3 points on the overrated list. The idea of ignoring the verdict of voters, if someone is successfully reelected twice and he leaves his office with high popularity, it's tough to overrate him, and it's foolish to try to underrate him. And they, of course, would try that with President Reagan, too. But given his tremendous popularity and his connection with the voters, which is part of what any successful president is going to do, or any successful leader is going to do, is basically to ignore the whole democratic premise. Meanwhile, what about the tidal wave of support for the freedom of choice side, so-called, on the issue of abortion? What should pro-lifers be doing differently? We'll talk about that with Megan McArdle of the Washington Post, coming up on the MedVet Show.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
USA News Update. President Biden and First Lady Jill Biden delivering a New Year's message to the nation.
Well, my hope is that everybody has a healthy, happy, and safe New Year.
In a pre-recorded interview on ABC's Dick Clark's New Year's Rockin' Eve with Ryan Seacrest, the president expressed optimism, stating that he wishes for everyone to recognize that the U.S. is in a better position than any country in the world to lead the world. The conflict between Israel and Hamas persisting in the Gaza Strip. An Israeli forces spokesperson has indicated that the military offensive in Gaza might extend through 2024 as their forces prepare for an extended period of combat. Southern California experienced a 4.1 magnitude earthquake just before 8:30 Monday morning. The U.S. Geological Survey stated that the epicenter was off the coast of Rancho Palos Verdes in Los Angeles County. John Schaefer, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Michael Medved Show. I'm very glad to welcome back to the show Megan McArdle, Washington Post columnist, the author of the best-selling advice book, The Upside of Down, Why Failing Well is the Key to Success. She's written a recent, very provocative column saying, as someone who is somewhat sympathetic to the pro-life cause, as she has been for years, Megan McArdle saying that the pro-life cause is not failing particularly well, but they are failing. In what sense do you get the impression that pro-lifers are losing their cause, Megan?
Well, look, I want to start by saying that I absolutely respect people who feel that they can't compromise on protecting a single life. I understand where that comes from. I think it's a good place. That said, I think the reality is that we live in a country with 330 million people, most of whom do not agree with that. And that advancing the cause requires converting those people, creating a solution that they can live with too. And so I think that abortion, pro-life activists need to be much more strategic about picking fights they can win and then going back for seconds. Instead of trying to do the one big bang, the strictest possible law they can get, which is the approach they took under Roe, when these were kind of fantasy laws of, you know, put your whole wish list down. Don't think about the practicalities. Don't think about drafting, because the main thing is we're making a statement about the sanctity of life. What we've ended up with is a parade of horror stories, many of which I don't even think most pro-life activists agree with. These cases where women, where hospitals are, they don't want to do a DNC with a woman who's clearly miscarried. They want to wait until she has fully miscarried before they'll do that, when we all know what's going to happen. I don't think that was on anyone's agenda, but the laws are badly drafted. But there's also cases that where the bans are too strict. You know, the 10-year-old in Ohio who had, you know, her someone raped her and she ended up, her mother took her to Indiana. I understand the kind of principled case for making that abortion illegal, but it shocked the consciences of most people. And what that meant was that when referendums came up and were on the ballot, people don't trust the pro-life movement. And so they vote against anything that would restrict abortion because they're going to err on the side of no restriction. So the pro-life movement has to regain the trust of people who are uncomfortable with abortion, but also not comfortable with a strict ban. And they need to do that by moderating, picking strategic battles where the public's on their side, getting those, and then going, using that as a platform to fight the harder cases rather than going for the one and done strict bans that generate resistance in the form of referendums they lose, which has been happening.
And by the way, that's a very important point, because a lot of people listening to you talk, Megan McArdle, might be thinking, well, she's just basing this on public opinion polls, but don't trust public opinion polls on this. But it's not just public opinion polls. It's votes in states like Ohio, which is an increasingly Republican state, where they had a referendum on including a right to abortion as part of the state constitution. It passed overwhelmingly. Overwhelmingly.
Kansas. Kentucky. Yeah. These are not blue states. These are not states, right? If the pro-life movement's going to win anywhere, it's going to be in those states. And the fact that they have lost those referenda really tells you something about the work that needs to be done to build a culture of life. Not trying to solve the problem ultimately. Yes, I'm not going to make the argument that if you ban abortion, we'll still have exactly the same number of abortions. I don't think that's right. But I do think you can't ban abortion if the public doesn't support it. And what you need is a culture of life that, you know, is a wraparound culture of life. But it's also about supporting women in pregnancy and supporting women as new mothers and so forth. But that also the public has to be there before you can go there. You can't race ahead of them. I think that was the mistake that liberals made with Roe, of thinking that they could just solve the issue once and for all through the courts. You can't solve it through the courts, and you can't solve it through the political system without solving it on the ground in the hearts and minds of your fellow Americans.
Okay, let's stipulate, I agree with what you've just said, but how do you do that? One of the things you mention is other abortion restrictions like parental consent, which seems to me very reasonable. If parents are going to be responsible for their children and what happens to their children and supporting them and caring for them, then giving parents some say in an underage girl trying to go for an abortion, that makes all kinds of sense. But what else, other than taking these smaller steps legislatively, what can you do to build a culture of life?
Look, I mean, first of all, I think, yes, there are these steps. Parental consent is a really good example, but there are other ones. There, you know, partial birth abortion was a big win for the movement because it was it shocked the conscience of voters, and they rejected it overwhelmingly. So one area to work is late-term abortions. Instead of trying to get back to 6 weeks, why don't you start trying to get back to 15? Because that's an area where I think most people are really quite comfortable. With exceptions for the life of the mother, and the health of the mother. But I think in most cases, people are very supportive of a ban that allows people. Now, it's not where the pro-life movement wants to be, but it's a place where they can be the reasonable ones.
Well, and by the way, that people may have forgotten, but in the Dobbs case, that was the law in Mississippi that the Supreme Court verified and validated, was a 15-week ban. And one of the things that basically the pro-life movement deserves credit for is late-term abortions have become much less common than they once were. They never were all that common. But now it's, what, 95% of the abortions in this country take place in the first 15 weeks. Do you believe this is going to be a decisive issue in the election coming up, the presidential election?
I think it will depend on how successful states are the pro-choice movement. Is it getting referenda onto state ballots? And I think that that's going to matter a lot, and we don't quite know yet. I think it's definitely going to be there. And I think that, honestly, Republicans are going to take some beatings on this in purple states and even in some red states, especially in the North. That said, I do think that eventually we're going to settle down to where abortion law is going to roughly track local public opinion. Not perfectly, but close enough that most people there can live with it. And then I think the fight is, okay, well, how do we make it easier for women to choose to carry their pregnancies to term? How do we reduce it? Because what people are worried about is the cost to the woman, which is considerable, right? There always has been a problem of, we have two important values here. We have woman's bodily autonomy, and we have the unborn life. And those two things are, they're in conflict sometimes, and we have to figure out in a messy world how we negotiate that conflict. But one way to negotiate that is, how do we make it easier to make that choice? How do we make it easier for women to, and I think, crisis pregnancy centers often do a great job at this. I'm not saying every single one does a great job, but a lot of them do. They support women not just, in the, not just in counseling them not to get abortions, but in figuring out how they're going to survive. How do we get them work? How do we stabilize their family if we can get, we can stabilize that relationship between them and the father, which is often quite unstable and sometimes should not be stabilized in the case of abuse, but often is just young people who, they don't, and they're financially scared and they don't know what to do. How do we help them through that? We need more of that. We need more of building a culture in which it is normal, if you are pregnant, to bring that child into the world and raise them with two loving families. And every way that we do that is a way that we are making it easier to get to where the pro-life movement wants to go, but also just making
Megan
a better world.
Megan McArdle, you can read her column, having lost their flexibility, pro-lifers are losing their cause. From the Washington Post, posted our website at michaelmedved.com. Megan, Happy New Year to you. We will be right back.
More Michael Medved in a moment.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. This is $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org. Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for Amfed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and company, owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call Amfed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. That's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Now, what am I trying to say?
The Michael Medved Show.
And on the Michael Medved Show, it is a great opportunity for you to subscribe to stream this show every day live and to receive on-demand access anytime you want to hear the show in ad-free archives of that Daily Show podcast. The best deal is to become a Medhead Plus member. And what that means is you have access to stream any and all audio programs that are in the Michael Medved History Store, which includes a very extensive and detailed history of the American Revolution, of the Israeli War for Independence, the creation of the State of Israel, the mistake that America made getting into World War I. We were talking about some of the disappointments of Woodrow Wilson. All of that available if you join as a Medhead Plus member. And there's a special 20% off limited time offer, which means that, for instance, on a monthly basis, you can get the membership at $4 per month. And check it out at michaelmedved.com, and your access to the Michael Medved Show podcast. Meanwhile, this came in an email today. And I'm sympathetic to it for several reasons. Number one, it's from my former hometown where I went to elementary school and junior high school. It's from a listener named Kenyatta in San Diego. And Kenyatta says, I know that you're doing the best of the year when it comes to the movies. And yes, I have finally struggled through and prepared my list, and we will deal with that this week, because partially because I'm in the process of voting for the Critics' Choice Awards, where I'm a voter, and the Seattle Film Critics Society, where I'm a voter, already cast my votes for the best achievements of the year, etc. In any event, we will do the best of the year in a moment, but Kenyatta says, I know that you're doing the best of the year when it comes to the movies. My question for you is, what are your worst movies you saw this year? The reason why I'm asking you is because I saw more bad movies than good. I'm sorry. For example, Dix the Musical is among the worst I saw this year. Also, Five Nights at Freddy's, which is a horror film, and The Haunted Mansion. Well, I didn't see either Dix the Musical because I had been forewarned. You get... That had sort of the aroma of rotting meat to it. Yeah, right. How can you possibly tell when the title is Dix? And it's not Dix. It's Dix, D-I-C-K-S. It's not even D-I-X. It's not about Dorothea Dix, in other words. In any event, Five Nights at Freddy's was also a must-miss. I did see The Haunted Mansion because I do have, as I think most people know, and many other people share this, sort of a lingering affection for all things Disneyland. I mean, when I was a little kid, it was Wonderland. And in any event, yes, you're right about Haunted Mansion. It was a terrible movie, terrible disappointment. And two other movies from one of the biggest sources of movie blockbusters. It's actually changed Hollywood. The Ant-Man Quantumania was just awful. And so many talented people involved with it, including Michelle Pfeiffer, frequent Oscar nominee in the cast of Ant-Man and the Wasp, Quantumania. And then there was Marvel's. Now, both of these are from the Marvel's shop. And both of them were duds at the box office, even. And they're terrible movies, not in the least entertaining. And with none of those sort of characterizations or surprises that people look for in a Marvel movie. And even the special effects, pedestrian and pathetic. So that gives you a couple of more worst movies to avoid, Kenyatta. Meanwhile, back in the real world, there's a great deal of talk about the economy and what the economy is going to mean in the election. And this goes together with a few pieces. Now, one of them written by somebody who doesn't disguise the fact that he is a Democratic strategist. But the piece which appeared at MSNBC.com by Simon Rosenberg says Biden's 2024 chances are much stronger than people realize. And the reason he makes that case is because of the good news about the economy, with things perking along and the unemployment low and inflation going down. They have just predicted that apparently the cost of gas across the country is going to be going down to closer to $3, which you never thought you'd see again, or a lot of people never thought we'd see again. We will. But here's what Jeff Dufour, who's editor-in-chief of The Hotline, he does a Sunday nightcap, and he writes, welcome back and Happy New Year. If you're in President Biden's inner circle, you couldn't have ordered up a better batch of economic news in the last 2 weeks of 2023. Following another positive inflation report, the Federal Reserve chose not to raise rates at its December meeting, even indicating the three-quarter point cuts are in the offing for 2024. MasterCard reported that non-auto retail sales this holiday season were up 3.1% over 2022, with online sales up 6.3%, and restaurants up 7.8%. Just before Christmas, and this is a stunner, and the Biden administration won't even brag about it because they feel guilty, but they shouldn't. in any event, just before Christmas, U.S. oil production rose to a new global record of 13.3 million barrels per day, according to the Energy Information Agency. Put it all together, and perhaps, just perhaps, some voters are starting to notice. I'm not sure that's true at all. But Jeff Dufour goes on. He reports the Conference Board's Consumer Confidence Index rose from 101 in November to nearly 111 in December. And then the University of Michigan also has a confidence measure, which is also up. Before the White House saddles up the bulls, however, he writes, it should take a look at a recent poll commissioned by The Atlantic, which seems to make the case that the egg economy is really the issue. What is the egg economy as opposed to the economy? When presented with a list of what factors they consider when deciding how the national economy is doing, respondents picked the price of groceries for your home more often than any other option. 29% of people picked it as their top choice, and 60% of people selected grocery prices among their top three. And when asked what they had in mind when they reported their personal finances were getting worse, 81% chose groceries. Well, and it's not just the cost of things. My wife makes this point all the time. It's also paying the same or more for smaller containers. In other words, you're getting a less bang for your buck. And that's very frustrating when you go out to buy food or anything else. If the price of the cherry on top of the giant economic sundae also goes down, Biden certainly stands to benefit, assuming, of course, that any of the usual political rules still apply. In a rematch election between two old men, one of whom may be a convicted felon by the time we sing Auld Lang Syne again. Coming up on the Medved Show, we'll be talking a little bit about the ongoing expectations for the unfolding campaign, and also talking about the economy and the new laws that have taken effect just now as we move into 2024 in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Hey, want to feel young again? Are you tired, run down, have aches and pains, brain fog? This is science-based, not hype or fancy marketing. It really works. Carbon 60 helps detoxify your body on the cellular level. It stabilizes free radicals, just like the antioxidants found in red wine and berry stew, but on a far smaller, more bioavailable nanoscale. It's like a bottle of electrons, helping your body to function better. You can also apply it on your skin, topically, over muscles, joints, or organs. Most people feel results within minutes. This is not a drug. It's organic carbon. Feel better today. About 95% of our users report more energy and clarity of mind within 10 days. Give us a call at Gruska's Carbon 60 at 720-600-6040 or visit our site at c-60.com. Call 720-600-6040. And feel young again.
All right, crew, let's get her done.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables,
and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.